Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Green County ISU Extension is our 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Wilms, and the Summer Associate, Samantha Hardaway, joining us. So thank you very much, ladies, for coming on. And Kayla, if you wouldn't mind, I know Green County Fair just wrapped up, so let's first of all tell us a little bit about the results from the non-livestock area, and we'll start with static exhibits.
We wrapped up County Fair this past Monday, and we have some great exhibits moving on to State Fair. So in our Creative Arts Department, we got Becca Anderson with a photography project, Bailey Anderson with two photography projects, and Ella Tassler with two photography projects. Also in our Creative Arts Department, we have Grace Hardaway, Ava Schilling, Lucy Vanderlinden, Sadie Gilbertson, and Madison Truitt, all with visual arts projects. In our Ag and Natural Resources, we've got Hannah Fouch going with her Home Grounds Improvement Project, and Blaze Schilling with his Fish and Wildlife Project. In the Science, Engineering, and Technology area, we have Braden Turner, Jackson Turner, and Aiden Bardol going with woodworking, and Connor Allender going in welding. Family Consumer Sciences, Gavin Vanderlinden, Elliot Schilling, Ashlyn Frederick, Owen Frederick, Ella Tassler, Avery Bardol, Becca Anderson, and Paisley Lautner will all be taking food projects to State Fair, as well as Lauren Killian with her home improvement, Lainey Fish with a child development and a clothing and fashion project, Carson Savini with an Others Family Consumer Science project, Hannah Curtis with sewing and needle arts, Emily Wright with her consumer management project, and Grace Hardaway with her citizenship project. Congratulations to these exhibitors for moving on to State Fair. We also had three outstanding fourth grade exhibits: Lucas Daniel with his photography project, Ada Graham with her sewing and needle arts, and Brogan Groves with his sewing and needle arts. So congratulations to all of those exhibitors.
Next are our communications results. Exhibitors were Becca Anderson, Avery Bardol, Bailey Anderson, Emily Wright, Briella McDonald, and Grace Hardaway. Those going on to the State Fair are Avery Bardol in extemporaneous speaking, Bailey Anderson with her 4-H's poster, Becca Anderson with her 4-H's poster, Emily Wright and Briella McDonald for their working exhibit, and Avery Bardol and Grace Hardaway will be continuing on with their Pride of Iowa exhibit to the Clay County Fair. Next is our fashion results. Participants in this project area were Paisley Allen, Elsie Hooper, Laura McCarville, Ella Tassler, Madison Turpin, Jalen Hedges, and Dakota Ostrander. Continuing on to Clay County Fair, in the $15 challenge department is Jalen Hedges and Laura McCarville, and in the clothing selection will be Paisley Allen. Advancing to the State Fair will be Elsie Hooper with her $15 challenge project.
And of course, another main component of the Green County Fair happens to be the overwhelming number of livestock entries that happened again this year. And so, Kayla, if you wouldn't mind starting us off by talking about one of the more main animals out there with beef.
Starting out with our Pen of Three show and our Herd Builder show, these are exhibitors that have three calves that they are going to send to market straight after fair to get some data on. And our champion rate of gain Pen of Three went to Trey Schilling. Our reserve champion rate of gain Pen of Three went to Trey Schilling. Our champion value-based Pen of Three, which is judge's choice, went to Trey Schilling. Reserve champion value-based Pen of Three went to Owen Frederick. Champion educational Pen of Three went to Trey Schilling. And reserve champion educational Pen of Three went to Cody Allen. And in the educational department, they have a one-on-one conversation with a different judge about their record books that they had kept on these animals. 2020 champion grid. This is the animals that went on the truck last year, but we have to wait for the data to come back so we can pick a winner. And so the 2020 champion grid Pen of Three went to Madison Carstens, and the 2020 reserve champion grid Pen of Three went to Cole Betts. So congratulations to all those exhibitors. The other area in our pen cattle is the Herd Builder show. We had one cow-calf pair exhibitor this year, and Riley Maurer is our champion mid-aged pair cow-calf, and she also receives an outstanding record-keeping award as well. So congratulations to Riley. As for our lead beef, our show was last Saturday. Our grand champion breeding heifer went to Ethan Frederick. Reserve grand champion breeding heifer went to William Thorpe. Third overall breeding heifer went to Kayla Muir. Grand champion junior feeder heifer calf went to Kayla Muir. Grand champion junior feeder bull steer calf went to Kayla Muir. Grand champion bucket calf went to Hannah Fouch. Reserve grand champion bucket calf went to Caden Burbank. Grand champion return bucket calf went to Madison Christensen. Reserve champion, grand champion return bucket calf went to Braden Thulin. In our market division, grand champion market beef went to Elise Badger. Reserve Grand Champion Market Beef went to Kayla Frederick, and third overall Market Beef went to Ashlyn Frederick. Grand Champion Rate of Gain went to Nathan Towers, and Reserve Grand Champion Rate of Gain went to Tatum Tucker. Grand Champion Production Beef, which is our ultrasound project, went to Carly Rudolph. Moving on to showmanship, Champion Senior Showman went to Ashlyn Frederick. Reserve Champion Senior Showman went to Annie Twilley. Third overall Senior Showman went to Joe Davis. Intermediate Showman, Champion Intermediate Showman went to Tatum Tucker. Reserve Champion Intermediate Showman went to Elise Badger. And third overall Intermediate Showman went to Kayla Frederick. Champion Junior Showman went to William Thorpe. Reserve Champion Junior Showman went to McKenna Ebersole. And third overall junior showman went to Bryce Stevenson. We also had our Cattle Kids program, which is our first to third graders that participated. Got to bring a bucket calf to fair this year. Those participants are Nora Maurer, Logan Marshall, Emmett Minahan, Bentley Hoskins, Malia McNeil, Kenna Minahan, Adeline Schroeder, Aiden Marshall, Keegan Minahan, Eason Schroeder, Brenly Schmidt, and Haley Fouch.
Next, we have the results from the Sheep Show last Friday. Our Supreme Champion U was Cody Stevenson, and the Reserve Supreme Champion U was Emmalyn Wright. Supreme Champion Ram was Carissa Stevenson, and Reserve Supreme Champion Ram was Cheyenne Kylie. Grand Champion Market Lamb was Emmalyn Wright. Reserve Grand Champion Market Lamb was Elise Badger. Champion Production Lamb was Madison Karstens, and the Reserve Champion Production Lamb was Cody Stevenson. Grand Champion Rate of Gain was Eli Hardaway and Jackson Turner. Reserve Champion Rate of Gain was Madison Karstens. For our showmanship, Champion Senior Showman was Cody Stevenson. Champion Intermediate Showman was Emmalyn Wright. And Champion Junior Showman was Brianna Pope. Those who participated in our Little Lambs projects, so those in grades 1 through 3, were Lindsay Goffner, Kenna Minahan, Keegan Minahan, Avril Shahan, Becca Shahan, Estella Carber, Aiden Deal, Bentley Hoskins, Quinlan Hoskins, Elena Stevenson, Callan Taggart, Lillian Barrett, Stella Lautner, Jersey McDonald, and Quentin Messer.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here at the Green County Extension 4-H and Youth Coordinator is Kayla Wilms, as well as the Summer Associate, Samantha Hardaway, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.